By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. It's a day of mourning in Lebanon Wednesday, a day after a powerful explosion devastated the port in the capital city, Beirut. The Lebanese Red Cross Wednesday morning said in a statement that more than 100 people died and at least 4,000 were injured. Officials said they expect the official casualty figures to rise as crews work through the damaged buildings and search and people look for missing family members and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials are focusing on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters Tuesday at the White House the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Wednesday to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. The Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said after 90 minutes of talks Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days in order to allow for a vote in the Congress as early as next week. For more news, please join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The storm that hit the United States, it's Hurricane Isaias, and killed six people as it brought heavy wind and rain up the East Coast, is expected to dissipate late Wednesday or early Thursday over the southeastern Canada region. The U.S. National Weather Service said the storm weakened to a post-tropical cyclone late Tuesday. Forecasters expect the storm to bring about 2 to 7 centimeters of rain to southeastern Canada while its winds continue to die down. Isaias came ashore in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, Monday night as a Category 1 hurricane quickly moved up the east coast of the U.S., losing some force as it drifted inland, but leaving behind floods, downed trees, and scattered power outages. The World Health Organization says there has been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19, especially among young people over the past 5 months, the WHO blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. Health experts say young people tend to be less likely to wear masks and social distance. The United States, France, Germany, and Japan are among the countries reporting the largest growth in infections among young people. Officials in Tokyo have said they plan to carry out coronavirus testing in the city's entertainment district, where many young people gather. They are also asking nightclubs to ensure partygoers have plenty of space. President Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced to anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by the November 3rd date, which is also the presidential election day here in the U.S. Trump's remarks set to Axios for HBO came as the Afghan Taliban has said its chief peace negotiator discussed the state of the Afghan peace process with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a video meeting. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency back in February to close the 19-year Afghan war, America's longest. Asian markets are mostly higher Wednesday, despite investors' concerns over the ongoing stalemate in Washington over a new round of emergency aid to deal with the COVID-19 outbreak. In commodities, trading gold is selling at a record high, $2,048 per ounce, and both the U.S. crude and the Brent crude prices rose up slightly. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.